Welcome to the Love Ignites Peace podcast, Bathtub Chats. I'm Paige.
And I'm Ashlyn.
And we are the co-founders of the Love Ignites Peace lifestyle brand.
We also happen to be mother and daughter, which makes it extra fun and extra interesting. But also, let's address the elephant in the room. Welcome, listeners. Why are we in our bathtubs?
Well, we often have great insights when we are in our bathtubs. A lot of people get those insights when they're driving down the road or when they're in their shower. And for Ashlyn and myself, those insights seem to come when we're in the bathtub. We have some of our most profound conversations while we're soaking in our tubs.
On the phone, of course.
On the phone, of course. Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, when this bathtub idea struck, honestly, it stuck. It struck and then it stuck. We really never looked back. First of all, there are a gazillion metaphors, right? Take a dip with us, soak in the wisdom, light a candle of your inner light. There's so many fun word plays off of it, but it's also a great place for you to come and have that time of self-introspection. And then on top of it, it's memorable. So we've had so many people, when we talked about doing this, they're like, wait, like, how's the bathtub podcast going? So that's why we're here in our tubs. And we hope that, you know, some of these podcasts, maybe you join us in your tub as well to tune in. And like I said, take a dip into this self-exploration with us. And so we're happy to have you all here. Thank you so much for joining today for our first podcast.
We are Paige
and Ashlyn,
mother
and daughter,
best friends
and business partners. For the last 14 years, we have been dedicated to the pursuit of learning how to vibrantly thrive body, mind, and spirit every day.
We always knew there was something more to life than the challenges that kept finding us.
So we asked the wise to understand the hidden messages, and we became wise, W-I-S-E.
We leaned into the maybes of different possibilities to solve life's challenges.
We made living the words, love ignites peace, our lifestyle, and transformed our personal vibes, our frequencies, into the vibrant, abundant, joyful, living life to the fullest kind of gals we are today. We literally got our freak, aka frequency on.
Take a dip into self-exploration, soak in the wisdom of your journey, and be sure to pour yourself a big glass of open-mindedness as the water warms and the candle of your inner light begins to shine.
It's time to get your freak on.
Welcome to Bathtub Chats.
And without further ado, let's get into it. What is Love Ignites Peace, Mom? Where did this come from? Let's give the listeners what they want.
All right. Well, this journey with Love Ignites Peace started for me in 2008. When out of the blue, we were just in the mountains, relaxing, kind of on vacation. And out of the blue, the three words, Love Ignites Peace, crashed like a meteor into the earth, into my conscious mind. And it was so weird. They just, all of a sudden, the words Love Ignites Peace were in my mind. I looked up. I was thinking, where on earth did these come from? It actually kind of shook me up. I mean, you remember as a kid, I'm sure, that I came in the house later saying, I just had the strangest experience. You just can't even imagine. So fast forward to today, and that's been approximately 14 years later. And I had to figure out in those 14 years, like, why I had been given these words, love ignites peace. And about 2 years after, you know, I'd received the words, I had this moment of, you know, I think you were given these because you need to try to figure out how to live these words. So these words, love ignites peace, were the roadmap for me to transform my life. And they were also the destination of where I was going. So they just took me on this big journey of self-transformation, self-evolution. And it is our hope, it's my hope, it's Ashlyn's hope, that these words too can be an inspiration for you, and that maybe they take you on a journey as well.
Yeah, and it's just so interesting that although, you know, you heard those words and it seemed like, you know, your mission to figure out for those last 14 years what the heck is Love Ignites Peace, and it really was, and the journey you went on was profound. I ironically happen to also be joining you on the journey unbeknownst to me, you know? So our journeys are truly what have created the foundation of this company. It's what's caused this to be a lifestyle brand, because as we overcame adversity and as we, you know, faced life's challenges, we began to realize that there were different tools in our toolkit to do this. So not unlike you, if you're listening right now, you know, not unlike you, we were at a place with health adversities, relationship struggles, mental health battles, life's limitations. And so just know, you know, no matter where you are on the spectrum, in your own journey, there is hope. And that is really where we started bringing this foundation of, instead of just accepting things as is, these struggles as just a part of life, we started asking the whys. We said, you know, why is this happening? Why do I feel this way? Why am I making these choices? Why?
Yeah, why be kind of, why is our mantra, isn't it, Shlenny Muff? I mean, we ask the whys all the time. You know, when we're not feeling great, we ask why, and we really start digging into it. Because, as you mentioned, you know, we're just not accepting the fact that we aren't going to feel good. We want to feel good, and so as a result of asking these whys, I mean, it took me on a journey. Like, I literally became like Dora the Explorer of my own life. I mean, I went on this deep journey of self-transformation, self-evolution, becoming much more self-aware, but I needed help to do that. I mean, I could ask myself why, but then what was I going to do with the information, the answers as I was receiving it? So I turned to a lot of different modalities to see if there might be something there that could help me transform and move beyond some of these things that were holding me back. I tried traditional modalities, and then I tried non-traditional modalities. And quite frankly, it was the non-traditional modalities that really started helping me, that really started some of these things that were holding me back or keeping me small, keeping me not feeling good. Those I was able to literally disintegrate and move away from to a place where I could feel good. So I started to lean into the maybes, like maybe some of these things are a real thing and they're really working. And a few of these maybes became abso-frickin-lutely yeses. These are transformational in my life.
Yeah. No, and I mean, a note that I want to say to this conversation around maybes is, you know, I wasn't always open to them either, right? Mm-hmm. So I had some resistance. We fear the things that we don't know or we can't fully understand, but I am so grateful that I continue to listen to my inner guidance that kind of urged me forward of like, hey, this might be a little different. This might be something that's not quite new, but like it is something that is a little bit new, something that you might not have, experienced before. But as I dipped my toe, as I opened my mind, I began having these profound, like, up-leveling moments in my life from leaning into these maybes. And my really big walk premise from this, when I walked away, is like, you never know. You don't know if the shoe fits unless you try it. And so that's just also become a huge part of the journey. Now, as you try different things, and some work and some don't, you know, we acknowledge that figuring out our stuff can be exhausting and it can be intimidating. And this is where you'll hear us talk a lot about the something mores, right? And so when we say something more, we mean this piece of you that drives you to continue to investigate, to continue to ask the whys, to continue to lean in the maybes, because you know that there's something more to life. Mm-hmm. For example, there's something more than extreme exhaustion. I can feel alive. There's something more than crippling anxiety. I can experience peace. There's something more than healthy relationships. I know that I can experience true love. So it's through, you know, these something mores that also continue to be your guiding light of like, all right, I'm going to continue on this journey. Like, I know that there's something more to my life than this suffering. I know that there's something more than X, Y, and Z. Fill in the blank of whatever you're thinking right now, that you know there could be something more. So in just a little kind of putting what we just said in a little bit of a summarized bow, we asked our whys, we trusted our something mores, and then we leaned into the maybes. And this began to help us shed layers, and it added tools to our toolkit. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately it increased our personal vibrations, or another way to say that is our personal frequencies. Basically, I mean, I think you agree with this, but this is just when we started to feel good, not just some of the time, but like most of the time, because we had experienced such true and lasting transformation in so many ways, deeply and in our everyday lives.
Yeah, I mean, we surely had. And some of the things, just for me personally, that I was transforming to and from was like, you know, I didn't think I was enough. Not enough for myself, not enough for the people around me. So that was a something, you know, I transformed that. That was into feeling enough, into being enough. I had trouble speaking my truth. I felt disempowered. I was indecisive. And what I learned from all of these things that I was feeling was that these feelings and these self-beliefs that I was holding were energy. And so I was vibrating out there in the world. My energy was at a frequency that was reflecting these things that were lower vibration. And so as I started transforming and being able to let those things go, move beyond those self-beliefs, move beyond those feelings, my energy improved. My frequency raised. So I went from a low frequency to a high frequency. You guys have heard that everything is energy, right? I mean, we're told that all the time now. Everything is energy, and it's true. I'm energy, your energy, and Ashlyn's energy. And it's what we, it's the thoughts that we have that create our energy. It's the self-beliefs that we carry around with it, us, that create our energy. It's our feelings that create our energy. And our feelings are like a really tangible kind of thing to attach to, in the sense of feeling that energy. When you feel a strong emotion, you know that's energy because you can feel that. What we eat, what we put in our body affects our energy. The music we listen to, anything that we consume affects our energy. So the energy that we're all trying to move to in this journey is the energy of love. Love is an energy. Love is a frequency. And that's the frequency we're all trying to transform to.
Yeah. No, and this is exactly right, how we arrived at our concept of what is Love Ignites Peace. So here comes the tagline. We intend to help you get your freak, aka frequency, on. Body, mind, and spirit. And again, like you just said, it's getting your freak on in daily life choices that make you feel better. The music, the food, essential oils, exercise, those kinds of things, yoga, to the deep work, to diving into what are those self-beliefs, what stuck emotions do you have, what traumas do we need to work through. So we're here to empower you on this journey. And like you said, with love, Love Ignites Peace is the destination. And, you know, it's a destination of deep self-transformation. You live every day. It's intended to help you live every day as your true self of love.
Yeah,
so maybe you can tell us a little bit more about what is love.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about what is love. And, you know, I mean, gosh, poets, mystics, people have tried to define that for us for thousands of years, what is love. And I think that we, you know, most of us think about love as romantic love. You know, we have this love with our partner. We love our families. We love our children. And it's a deep emotional connection. But at Love Ignites Peace, we are going to define love as the energy, the frequency, the vibration of your true self, which is living love in action. So what that might look like, what does it look like if you're living your true self? Well, you can offer yourself unconditional love and acceptance, and you're able to offer that to others. You feel happy. You feel joyful. You are creating abundance in your life, no matter what that looks like. You feel free. You are living on purpose. It is all things good. Love builds. Love creates all things good in our lives. And so our destination here is destination true self, which is destination love, whether we know it or not.
On, Yeah, and I want to touch on something you just said about, you know, the way you're showing up in the world and how it transforms. So, I mean, living a vibe of love means you show up as your best self, as you said. And that high vibe is magnetic. So you begin to inspire others around you. So, you know, I just want you to take a second, like, think about when you feel really good. I mean, I can think about a time where, I don't know, I had gotten asked out on a date and, like, got a job offer, you know, and you're just, like, you have this pep in your step or your family's coming into, you know, whatever it is that just fuels your fire. And, you know, when you walk around, you're, like, giving people compliments, you're smiling, having extra patience with people. It's like a totally different energy than if my day is just, you know, not even my day, right? We want to transcend beyond the factors around you, but I'm just trying to use this for, you know, example sake of trying to relate. You know, if you're having a crap day, are you as likely to stand there and hold the door open for someone? Not necessarily. So living a high vibe life of love becomes an action that creates a chain reaction.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, most people don't even know their true selves. Like, they have no idea of what bringing that energy out into the world is really all about. And Loving Nights Peace is really here to make that introduction, a meet and greet, right? Hopefully that turns into a long-term, lifelong relationship with your true self.
Yeah.
So.
No, absolutely. I totally agree.
We hear sometimes that, well, we hear a lot of the time, you know, life is a journey. And life is a journey. And we also hear that there's no destination on this journey. You never arrive at the destination. Well, there might be truth to that. But at Love Ignites Peace, there is a destination that we're all trying to get to. And that is destination true self, or destination love is saying the same thing. And honestly, that is when you are absolutely 100% living your best life as an individual out in the world.
And that's why we created the Loving Nights Peace lifestyle. You know, it's a lifestyle that takes you on a journey to create a healthy and vibrant physical body, to create a clear and quiet mind, to create a deep connection with your spiritual self and the human that, you know, you truly are. And, you know, we want to inspire you to explore your life from the something mores and the maybes, to, you know, find answers within life's challenges, life's hidden messages. And we want to give you the tools to do so. And that's, you know, when true transformation begins to occur, is when you're able to use your experiences to create your own personal evolution, which I know you love this, Mom, the idea that the word love is actually nestled in the word evolution. So again, E-V-O-L, the beginning of evolution, is love backwards.
And so if you look at the word evolve, you'll find the word love scrambled two different ways. So yes, love is an evolution. And Albert Einstein said, of course, a podcast wouldn't be complete if we didn't quote Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein said that you couldn't solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. So at Love Ignites Peace, we are offering a new way to solve old problems. Love Ignites Peace is a new consciousness to bring to your daily life. It's also a new consciousness that we can bring out into the world as a collective.
So we invite you to join us on our journey. You know, we're here to inspire you, to empower you, to spark the authentic you, the hope, the happiness, the abundance, the gratitude, the joy, the freedom, all the things that really make up your truest and highest self, so that you can live as love truly from the inside out by getting your frequency on. And I think that that's, you know, one thing I really want to note with this podcast is, you know, we're going to bring people on here that guide you through this journey. We're going to talk about things that guide you through the journey. We're going to interview people that guide you through the journey. And of course, we always have our resources and everything at loveignitespeace.com as well, to guide you through the journey, and on our social media pages. Like, all of this is there to empower you and support you on this journey.
Any speakers that we invite, it'll be their choice as to whether they want to be interviewed from their bathtub or from a different setting, a different location.
Exactly, yes. So you never know. You might find us in the bathtub. You might find us just, you know, boring around a round table. No, we promise to not be boring, that's for sure. But the last little thing that I want to do here on our podcast today is we want to offer you a weekly freakly to get you feeling good. Mom, do you want to tell everyone what our weekly freakly is this week?
I sure would. Our weekly freakly is just to become aware this week. Really tap into your feelings. What are you feeling? When do you feel that way? Why might you be feeling that way? What could have triggered those feelings? So it's just a, you know, it's a, the weekly freakly is just an exercise to get a little bit more in touch, to become a little bit more self-aware this week.
Yep. No, I love that. I absolutely love that. So the other thing that we're going to do with our weekly freakly, or I guess it's not a weekly freakly, but we're going to have a drink of the week on these podcasts that we will post the recipes on our website, which is loveignitespeace.com, so that you too can fuel your body in a wholesome, nutrient-rich way for the week. So today's drink of the week is an apple pie smoothie, and I'm going to let you take this one away since you're always the one that's making these for us, to share kind of why we chose this one and what the benefits are.
Well, this is a medical medium inspired recipe, and we love the medical medium. We follow him as far as nutritional advice, health advice. But this apple pie smoothie you can enjoy anytime. It's like a dessert, or it can be an afternoon snack or mid-morning. It's absolutely delicious. It's fresh raw apples and frozen bananas blended with almond milk, a little maple syrup, and some cinnamon and nutmeg, and it does taste like an apple pie in your glass. And those apples have all sorts of hydrating and detoxifying properties. The bananas have lots of vitamin C, B6, and are very good for your brain, which we all need. And maple syrup has some health benefits as well. It is good for your liver. So there you have it. You can find the recipe at lovingnightspeace.com. And we want to take the time to say thank you. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Thank you for joining our podcast. And we look forward to having you join us next week. And in the meantime, get your freak on.
It's time to get your freak on, aka your frequency, everyone. I hope that you have a great week. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next week from the tub.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Love Ignites Peace Bathtub Chats podcast. Make sure you subscribe, review, and rate our podcast. And if you really love it, please be sure to share it with all of your friends. For more resources on how to get your freak on, visit our website at loveignitespeace.com. And remember to follow us on Instagram at Love Ignites Peace. See you next Monday.